KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
Iowa's offensive line returns 4 of 5 starters from last season's 8-5 bowl team, but line coach Brian Ferentz says that doesn't mean all but one spot is locked up as they open up fall practice.
There are spots that are open, things can move, nothing's set in stone. Every position is open. Obviously, you know, you got a guy like Brandon, I wouldn't expect Brandon to be displaced. I wouldn't expect Austin Blythe to be displaced. And there's some other guys I wouldn't expect to be displaced, but there's competitions that are always open. And so I think what's important for us over the next, you know, 25 days or so is to really nail down who's going to be playing for us. And it may be more than 5 guys. It may only be 5 guys, but I know we better find at least 5.
Ferentz says filling out the offensive line is much easier with Blythe back at the center spot.
Anytime you have to break in a new center, it's like breaking in a new quarterback. That's no fun. When you have to break in a new quarterback and a new center, that's a little bit difficult, and certainly we had to do that last year, which wasn't always fun. The benefit is, because we did that last year, we should be looking at 2 more seasons of continuity there.
He says the center is key because of the philosophy they have for the offense. Ferentz says the other linemen only have to count to 2 because the center points out all the offensive calls and passes them on. And there's another reason the center position is so key.
If it was just a matter of intelligence, we've had a lot of guys that could probably play center. The second thing for us is we're always going to ask that position to be the bell cow for our offensive line.
He says the center has to lead the others not only by pointing out assignments, but by effort and poise as well. Ferentz says Blythe has grown into that role in the last 2 years. Offensive linemen often get overlooked in football with the focus on the quarterback, running backs, and receivers, but University of Iowa senior Brandon Sheriff of Denison is getting a lot of notice after deciding not to leave early for the NFL. A lot of the attention came from a weight room video that went viral showing him doing what's called the hang clean of 443 pounds 3 times. The left tackle says it was just something that happened while working out with strength coach Chris Doyle.
Who asked me what I wanted to do that day. I said I want to do something else because I've done 437 for 2, and he said, all right, put this on, and I was like, all right. So, you know, I was just trying to get 1, and 3 popped out. I was happy with it, you know, and, you know, I've just, all those teammates pushed me. It's a great environment. It's going to be a memory I'll never forget.
Sheriff didn't know that Doyle posted the video until he started hearing about it. Sheriff is 6'5 and 320 pounds, and while he is soft-spoken off the field, he tries to send a message during the game.
We want to be known as the, you know, the most physical unit on the field, and that's what we're trying to play for. We're, you know, attack, compete, finish. That's our motto, and we're just trying to, you know, impose our will on other people, and just we want to get the last hit in.
Well, the offense has a lot of experience returning along with Sheriff, and he says that can lead to being a good unit.
We can be as good as we want to be up front. You know, we have 4 guys returning. We got Sean Walsh plugged in at left guard right now. He's going to be a great player for us. We just got to move him along with, you know, and get him up to speed with all of us, and, you know, he's on his way to do that. And like I said, we got receivers back. Jake Rudock, he's got 1 year under his belt, and that's a heck of a difference between, you know, coming in just brand new and 1 year. You know what to expect right now. And yeah, like I said, we can be as good as we want to be. It's just we got to put everything together.
Sheriff says they enter the fall camp looking to end up on top of the conference. He's on several preseason watch lists and has been named to several preseason All-Big Ten teams to go along with the attention he's received from his weightlifting prowess. The Hawkeyes will open up their season August 30th at home against Northern Iowa. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. Well, the Iowa State Cyclones opened up fall practice Monday, and afterward, Coach Paul Rhodes said it was pretty much what you'd expect from the first day.
There's some good, there's some bad, and there's a lot in between, and there's nothing to be too concerned about or overly excited about at the same time.
He says getting back into shape for the daily workouts is one of the first issues they face.
You got rust, you got a little conditioning fall off, and that shows. Playing football is always different than working out and training, and so there was some conditioning football from play to play wise that we will continue to address on a daily basis. That's one of the primary things you got to get accomplished during training camp.
Coach says he did like the attitude of his team.
I thought kids were very intent. I thought there was good enthusiasm for the first day. I thought they were coachable. All important things.
Rhodes says he'll stick to his timeline of picking a starting quarterback by the end of next week.
Yeah, 16th at the latest, and that's not necessarily coming off the field that day. But it could be the 10th. It could be the 14th. I mean, we could get there sooner. It won't be any later.
Junior Sam Richardson, sophomore Grant Rojas, and redshirt freshman Joel Lanning are all vying for the starting QB job. Iowa State will hold their fall media day on August 10th. Also in NFL news, tight end Martellus Bennett has been suspended indefinitely by the Chicago Bears after an altercation in practice on Monday. Bennett was spun to the ground by rookie cornerback Kyle Fuller during a full pad scrimmage in which players were not supposed to be taken to the ground. Bennett responded by getting up, grabbing the first round draft pick, and slamming him down to the turf. A lot more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, John Jay hit an RBI single with two out of the eighth inning to break a tie and lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. The Cards won their third in a row and fourth in last five. Boston's lost three straight. Jay, who missed the previous five games with a wrist injury, blooped a hit to left off reliever Junichi Tozawa to bring in former Red Sox A.J. Pierzynski with the winning run. Reliever Pat Neshek picked up the win, striking out the side in the eighth. St. Louis closer Trevor Rosenthal picked up his National League leading 35th save. Also in interleague play, Billy Butler had a three-run homer among his four hits. Nori Aoki hit a grand slam, and the Kansas City Royals gave Danny Duffy some rare run support by bashing the Arizona Diamondbacks 12-2. Kansas City battered Wade Miley from the start, scoring 10 runs off of him by the fifth inning. Salvador Perez had the first big blow with a three-run homer in the third inning, and Butler added another three-run shot during Kansas City's eight-run fifth. Aoki capped the big inning with his first career grand slam. The Royals had 10 of their 15 hits by the fifth inning and had a season high in runs, allowing Duffy to cruise to his first win since June 30th. In other interleague play, it was a busy night in interleague action. Cincinnati beat Cleveland 9-2. Philadelphia edged Houston in 15 innings, 2-1. Minnesota got by San Diego 3-1. Seattle beat Atlanta 4-2. The Dodgers edged the Angels 5-4. In American League play, Detroit over New York in 12 innings, 4-3. Baltimore beat Toronto 9-3. Texas over Chicago 16-0. Oakland beat Tampa Bay 3-0. In the National League, it was Miami over Pittsburgh 6-3. The Mets beat Washington 6-1. Brewers over the Giants 4-3. And the Cubs beat the Rockies in 12 innings, 6-5. Well, the Pirates have regained outfielder Starling Marte. They lost third baseman Pedro Alvarez, and they aren't sure how long they'll be without the reigning National League MVP. Center fielder Andrew McCutchen hopes to avoid a stint on the disabled list after breaking a bone in his rib cage. McCutchen wasn't sure he was injured while being hit by a pitch in Saturday's game against Arizona. McCutchen left in the eighth inning of Sunday's loss to the Diamondbacks after feeling pain in his side when he swung at a pitch. McCutchen is hitting .311 with 17 homers, 67 RBIs, and a league-leading 68 walks. Marte has been activated from the 7-day concussion disabled list. He had been out since July 22nd and was hitting .255 with 5 homers and 21 stolen bases in 86 games. The Pirates also announced that Alvarez was placed on the bereavement list. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs closed out their series on the road at Omaha with a 7-4 victory. Iowa getting a grand slam from Mike Olt in that contest as the iCubs move a game and a half up on Omaha in the American North Division standings. The U.S. men's national basketball team has trimmed its roster to 16 players by cutting Washington's John Wall and Bradley Beal and Atlanta's Paul Millsap. The Americans are off this week after training last week in Las Vegas, where Indiana All-Star Paul George was lost to a broken right leg. They'll resume practice for the World Cup of Basketball on August 14th in Chicago. Former champion David Toms has withdrawn from the PGA Championship at Valhalla because of a back injury. Toms won the PGA Championship in 2001, beating Phil Mickelson by one stroke. He's replaced in the field by Sean Stefani. And the University of Iowa wrestling team's 2014-15 schedule was released Tuesday. The Hawkeyes will meet Iowa State in Iowa City at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 28th. That's the day after Thanksgiving. Other highlights on the home schedule include duels with Michigan State, Illinois, Northwestern, and Michigan. Carver Hawkeye Arena will also serve as a host for two rounds of the Cliff Keen National Duels on February 15th and 22nd. The Hawkeyes' road dates include meetings with Oklahoma State on January 11th, Minnesota on February 1st, and four-time defending NCAA champions Penn State on February 6th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.